that you are in a situation now, some things start to happen socially that's going on around the country.
Yeah.
Let's fast forward a bit. What made you do a very unpopular thing at the time? Take a knee with Kaepernick. Did y'all know each other in college?
Yeah, so we played together. I'm the one that told him.
He's a
noob as well. I told him to come, you know, come to this meeting, come to this interest meeting, and he liked it, and so we pledged.
How was Kaepernick in college? Tell the truth, man.
Cap was,
because I watched his documentary.
He tried hard, so he appeared like he appeared corny. Cause he tried hard.
You know, try to be cool too hard?
Or try to be a leader too hard. That's what a leader was.
Oh, okay.
Both. He tried to be cool and tried to be a leader. So initially, like, looking at him like, yo, this dude kind of corny. And then, like, when he tried to, you know, be a leader, it just didn't feel genuine. It wasn't until, you know, I think his sophomore year, my redshirt freshman year, and he started to be more confident in himself, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he started to outwork everybody. We saw, like, how hard he worked every day. I'm like, yo, this dude is the real deal. He works hard. That's when we started to buy into Cap. Because initially he would just try to talk and be the rah-rah guy. I'm like, yo, it ain't giving what it's supposed to give. you know what I'm saying? But once he started to really show and prove, I'm like, yo, okay, this is the guy right here. He's winning every sprint.
Mm.
He's talking about it, but he's actually being about it. I'm like, yo, okay. And then he's also getting a 4.0. You know what I'm saying? He's doing everything right. And so, you know, after that, man, it was.
Okay.
Then he was good.
Nice. So what makes you do this unpopular thing to take this knee that everybody looked at you and kind of demonized you?
Linebacker Brandon Marshall is in the headlines once again. Someone wrote this ugly, ugly racist letter to him. Apparently, they were upset with his decision to kneel during the national anthem. Denver 7 Broncos insider Troy Rank tonight with details.
When Broncos linebacker Brandon Marshall chose to kneel for the national anthem in the season opener to expose social injustice, he knew he would receive backlash.
Yeah, so I remember I was on a plane coming back from Arizona. We played the Cardinals in the preseason. And I'm on a plane, I see Cap, and I see his interview. And I'm like,
in the locker room?
Yeah, in the locker room, you know, that one. And I'm like, you know, everything he's talking about is real. And so it almost like planted a seed in me. Because I don't follow everything I see. Mm-hmm. I'm not the guy, right? But when I saw that, and I was like, okay, everything he's talking about was real. And then it's coming from Cap. I'm like, oh, okay, well. So it planted a seed, and I kind of like just said, all right, whatever. On the ensuing, maybe like next 10 days before our first game against the Panthers, I would think about it, it would hit me. And then I was like, yo, man, I might want to take a knee. And I didn't tell my mom, I didn't really tell anybody. I remember I called Jacob, right before maybe the game. I called Jacob.
What did Jake say?
You know, Jake was all awful.
So it's Jake's fault.
whatever.
So, okay.
You know.
Okay.
It was Jake, man. Jake kind of like was like, he didn't persuade me either way, but he was like, look, man, whatever you believe in, if it's really driving home for you, if it's really hitting you hard, I think you got to follow that gut instinct. So I did, and it was probably one of the most nervous
things. Nobody on the team?
Nah. I didn't tell nobody.
I like Jake. Jake's a good dude.
He's a good dude.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you go out there, you take the knee, what backlash do you receive?
Yeah, man. So I get back to my phone right after the game, and I got about, probably like over 100, maybe over almost 200 notifications on Instagram, Twitter, people going crazy. My phone blowing up. You know, I got somebody on Instagram that was just basically just cussing me out. He made a video. Made a video and just started just trash talking me. And, you know, so I had two endorsements, right? After the first time I knelt, I knelt, whatever you want to say it.
Who do you mean to me? I didn't, you know what I'm saying? He's an educated guy.
I lost both my endorsements.
What endorsement did you lose?
It was Air Academy Credit Union. It was in Colorado.
Okay.
And I had CenturyLink. Yeah, I did a commercial and everything. And they pulled the commercial. They did everything. But, you know, they still had to pay me, which was cool. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I wish they would have had a conversation with me about it all before. you know, they terminated my contract, but everybody just jumped quick and said, you know what, we're done with you. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, then I thought I had almost like a white knight, right? Russell Simmons came in and he called me. He's like, yo, you know, I see what happened to you. I think it's like it's a marriage.
How do you know Russell Simmons?
Russell Simmons, man, I don't know him. I don't know him. He just calls me. He saw that I lost an endorsement from a credit union.
How did he know? Oh, that's cool. The Rush Car.
Rush Car. Exactly.
Okay, I like that. How did he get in contact with his agent?
Probably his PR dude hit my agent, then they hit me, and we had probably two meetings with him. And he's like, look, B, I want to back you. The Rush Car backs you, but I got to find the money for you, right? And he just kept saying, find the money. And I was like, that was kind of weird. Like, I'm pretty sure you got some money for investment. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not commanding nothing crazy anyway.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so he's like, all right, we back you. So one day I go on Instagram and I see it blew up. It's on the Shade Room, Ball Alert, everything. Russell Simmons backs Brandon Marshall after losing endorsement. You know, the Rush Car backs Brandon Marshall. And I'm like, okay, cool. So I feel good initially. I'm like, oh, that's dope. And then, you know, we're calling Russell and he's not answering. His people not answering. I call my agent. I'm like, yo, a week goes by. I'm like, yo, have you talked to Russell? Nah, I ain't talked to him. 2 weeks goes by. 3 weeks goes by. A month goes by. And I'm like, wow. He just seized the moment to uplift his name at my expense. And that's when I lost all respect for Russell Simmons.
I'm bringing him. I'm going to air this now.
Go ahead, air it. I don't care. Go ahead. Man. But that's crazy because as a black man, right? How can you do that to another black man, knowing what we're trying to stand for at this moment?
And what he means to the culture of hip hop.
Yeah.
Pretty much creating the genre of hip hop himself,
right,
from New York, to come in and seize the moment and don't even compensate you for it. Just say, hey, maybe he thought, hey, if I put this out, I could generate enough interest to go find this money he was talking about, right?
But see, my thing is,
he should have communicated that.
Communicate. I'm gonna be real. I wasn't even tripping on the money. To be honest with you, the relationship would have been cool with me. You know, like, yo, B, maybe we could bring you here for this appearance or whatever. I don't care. I wasn't tripping on the money. I'm be so honest with you, right? And obviously that's great, but if he would have, him just not communicating, him just ghosting me, I thought that was one of the wackest things I've ever experienced.
And you never heard or saw him again?
Never. You know, it's crazy. I saw him one night in Atlanta, and it's weird. I wasn't sure if it was him. I wasn't sure if it was him, but I looked at him, right? Mm-hmm. And he looked at me, and then he had security, so he hopped in the car. He hopped in his little Escalade. I'm like, oh. I'm like, yo, like, that was Russell. It's like, wow, that's crazy, though. You know?
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so then, because you're like, hey, we have this momentum, are we going to do something next with it, or whatever. And that's one thing I've always kind of felt with, you know, as black men,
mm-hmm,
if we're going to do business, do business the right way.
Right.
Right. A lot of times, some people say, hey, why we don't do business with each other? And why we can't do business, whatever, right? It's that, hey, do business the right way.
The right way.
You know, if you're going to go do something, make sure you're licensed in it. Make sure you're accredited in it.
Yeah.
Make sure you're going to do what you're going to say. And if you can't do what you're going to say you're going to do, reach out to the person and tell them, hey, I cannot do this because of XYZ, but I will try to work something else. If it don't work, hey, it don't work. If it do work, it does work.
It's that simple.
But it's a simple concept, but it seems hard to execute because I hear the same thing over and over.
Yeah.
Now, let's fast forward to it, right? So you're getting all this backlash. Russell said, I never heard of that story.
Yeah.
Did you ever tell anybody that story?
Yeah, I told, I want to say I told Complex. Because when the George Floyd situation came out,
I don't think they aired that.
Of course, I don't know if he got. You know what I'm saying?
That's a hip hop.
So they probably like, let's keep
that piece. You know, because that's a hip hop.
Yeah.
You know, they're close to hip hop, and you know that could mess up a lot of relationships that they may have, right?
Yeah.
So okay, so now this happens. You know, how you feeling about everything else going forward? Your teammates say anything? Anybody treat you funny?
Well, no, I got teammates that support me. You know, they support me. And I got some guys that's like, yo, B, I want to kneel with you, but, you know, I don't have the standing with the team that you have, which makes sense. Right. And I'm not saying, and first of all, not one time did I ask anybody to kneel with me.
I read that you said that some people was on practice squad,
yeah,
or they wasn't in their position yet,
yeah,
that they were like, well, I don't want to ruffle. They're trying, right, to get that stamp that you already got. You, right, got, you got your guarantee.
I'm guaranteed.
You got your Super Bowl. You got paid.
Right.
So I can't go out there and get pushed out of the way.
Exactly.
But I saw Demaryius Thomas.
Yeah, yeah, he did it. But that was years later, when, and we just stayed in the locker room. And, you know, I love DT, but I think he kind of regretted it a little bit.
Hmm.
Probably because he felt like they didn't, that might have been the reason that he was on his way out. But, you know, I don't know, man. At the end of the day, I can't speak to that. But really, I hadn't already did my demonstration, and it was 2 years later, or a year later, whatever happened. And then, or 2 years later, actually, yeah, 2018. And then, you know, he came to me, he's like, yo, B, because I'm not sure what else happened. Maybe it was the Trump situation. I think that's what it was, the Trump situation. He's like, yo, B, I want to demonstrate with you. But I was already done. And I was like, well, all right, if you want to, I'm not going to let you do it by yourself, because I know what it's like to be by myself doing it. I'll do it with you. And I think he kind of regretted it a little bit.